and last Sunday I was not here. But I went to minister in Arlington. We had a good time there. And they sent their greetings. Praise the Lord. I also talked to Pastor Wilson, I think about 2 days ago. And he also sent his greetings to you. He misses you. He prays for us. And he asked that we pray for him as well. Praise the Lord. I won't take much time. I just want to take this opportunity to welcome our guest speaker. Let me tell you, there are things that sometimes the Lord does, and when he does them in an extraordinary way. I would say that it's a really, really privilege for us even to host the servant of God in our home, and we've just been soaking, and I think it's about 2 days when we were sharing with Mom. And I realized that, you know what, her tenacity and her charisma is very rare in the world today. We don't have many women who have really soaked in the word of the Lord and who have gone with the Lord, you know, experienced the Lord in even as they have served Him, as Miss Trimising has, you know. And for her to just even sit me and my wife with her on the table, kitchen table, and she's just breaking it down, you know. We don't talk about many people or things or other things, but she just talks about the ministry. She's so passionate about the ministry, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so awesome, you know. And since she came to our home, a few days ago, you know, it's just like that I long every time when we sit down on that table and she's speaking and telling us the experience, the ministry experiences. And I wish, you know, this world can have many women like her who will even set an example even to younger women and even young people so that they can continue serving the Lord diligently as she has. And I was just thinking about how Paul used to write to Timothy, and he used to tell him, and even many other people, he would say, just emulate me as I emulate Christ. Amen? Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody is at that level, you know, just emulate me. It's such a high responsibility when somebody says that emulate me as I emulate Christ. And even though Miss Trimising has not told us that, but I feel like she would comfortably tell anybody, emulate me as I emulate Christ. Because I've seen her, I've heard about so many things about many men of God. But there's one thing I've never heard anything negative about Bishop William Trimising. By the way, Bishop William Trimising is the former moderator or the bishop. The senior bishop of the Deliverance Churches of Kenya. I think Deliverance Churches was founded by a man called Joe Kyle, and when he came over, I guess he handed over to the husband of our guest speaker, Bishop Trimising, and I've met him personally. I think he had ministered in our church at one time. I don't know whether it's Neema. But I know he has ministered in a church where I've been. I can't remember whether it is our church or whether we started here. But I think they were here in 2004, so that must have been maybe Pastor Jack's church, you know, when he was still there. So I'm sure you're going to be blessed. And tomorrow we're also going to have a meeting from 7 to 10. Instead of our regular Kesha, we shall have time to pray, but we'll give her ample time to speak to us. And I think the ladies are also very blessed. They're going to have a breakfast with her on Saturday morning. And I was just talking to Catherine and I think and the organizers is that through the extended fine and the company, see if they can invite the men as well. Maybe if you're attached, maybe you can extend that. You can extend that breakfast to us so that we can come and have a family time, you know, together. So if you can consider that, you can tell me after this meeting, and then I will send the extension to the other brothers who might be available. So anyway, I don't know whether that was the introduction, but at least I told you a little bit about her. And I would like to take this opportunity to welcome Mom to come and speak to us. We're usually about this group here, there are like maybe four or five people, maybe not here. We are usually that, you know, we normally feel here. So we are, I just want to thank God for this group. This group is consistent. We've come here every Thursday. We've shared so much about the word of the Lord. And I've seen, when I look at the lives of these brethren, I have seen them grow from one level to another, and even their commitment to the Lord. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome you, that you may minister the word of the Lord. Amen. Can we all come out with a hand?
Amen. Allow me to stand, please.
Yes.
So can I have your food? Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, definitely.
So I want to say thank you so much for such a privilege that you have given me to be here together and share the word of God. I consider it a privilege. I don't take it for granted. So thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor, and your leadership team. Now, when I was thinking, you know, when he said Bible study, I was wondering what we share. And I felt the Lord was putting in my heart to share something about it's not completely family, because I don't know whether you have noticed that family is under attack. Maybe not in America, but at home, the family is heavily, heavily attacked. And we are praying seriously and asking God to help us and to help the family. So I thought we can share something on becoming vessels of honor in our family relationships. Becoming vessels of honor in our family relationships. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. We'll read it. I read from Amplified. I love reading the Word of God very much, because sometimes we can read kidogo and then we put our own words. Mm-hmm. But it's good we read the Word of God, because that's where our instructions come from. 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. It says, "So whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work." Praise God.
Amen.
A vessel of honor will separate himself from anything that is contaminating, any corrupt things that are going on in this world today, any corrupt influences. I like that one. It says any corrupting influences. That means, you know, as a family, we work out a relationship that we come out of corrupt influences, because there are many. There are many people who corrupt others. They are influencing people and causes them to be corrupted in their lives and in their works, in their behaviors, and so on. So to be a vessel of honor, I mean, in our family relationships, we separate ourselves from such. So as we do that in the way of love, we can do that by developing mutual love for one another as a family. Mutual love. Each family member must pay attention and make sure that the bond in their relationships, especially husband and wife and other relatives, is a joyful and pleasant one and not a daily struggle. So in this way, it is something that me as a person, individually, I make a decision that I want to influence love in my family member, in the life of my husband, you know, to relax the relationship to be joyful, not a struggle, not something, you know, not a daily struggle, but a joyful one and a pleasant one. good relationship must begin and maintained by love. When we love, Bible says love covers multitude of sin. And love is stronger than death. Many times people like to lean on the way of hatred, the way of dislike, and so on. And when you lean there, you don't go far. But when you lean on love, it endures. And you will conquer the tension. You will conquer the hatred. You will conquer the issues that causes us not to flow together. I can give you an example. Well, first of all, we can see the book of 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse. When you share, it comes off you. You relax. You know? Laughter has a way of relieving our minds of its burdens. When you laugh, it takes away the congestion, the stress that you had. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Imagine.
Wow.
A cheerful heart. So may God help us to be cheerful so that we are not all the time gloomy and sad and stressed. You know, when we are not laughing, we are tense. And, you know, we will even feel pain on our muscles. Under the umbrella of a good laugh, resentments and bitterness in a relationship can be discussed and resolved. When we laugh, you can just say, okay, so what happened? Then now you are able to relaxingly share those problems and be able to come out with a solution. Psychologists tell us that it takes only a few nerves on the face to smile. While it takes 222 nerves to frown. Did you hear that? It takes only a few nerves on the face to smile. You know? While it takes 222 nerves to frown. That's terrible. So one doctor said, listen to this. If you cannot take a joke, then you will have to take medicine. Yeah, because you'll have a headache. Laughter allows the family to relax and enjoy each other's company. Yeah, when you come together, you share a joke, you laugh, you roll down. Half the problems will be sorted out. It will be rolled away. You will not be carrying burdens. No. You will be released. You will be relaxed. Praise God. Laughter takes away bitterness. It does not allow it to grow. I love that. Bitterness will not grow when we are laughing. It will be cut. And it will be cut off and it dies. Someone said, laughter can relieve tension, soothe the pain of disappointment, and strengthen someone weak in spirit, soul, and body. Let me read that again. Someone said, laughter can relieve tension, soothe the pain of disappointment, and strengthen someone weak in spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
So let us develop laughter in the family. Let not the problems of this world weigh us down until we are not able to smile and laugh in a family. Because also, if we laugh and the children are there, they get life. There is life in laughter. Their lives are added. Yeah. We are cut short when we are ever gloomy. Praise God. In Psalms 2 verse 4, the Bible says, the one enthroned in heaven laughs. God laughs. Psalm 2 verse 4. God in heaven laughs. So why can't we laugh? God is humorous. God is humorous, so we should also be humorous. Someone says, humor is something everyone appreciates and enjoys in other people. It's true. Someone said, the best way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer somebody else. Because you reap what you sow. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another thing. It's my time. I have to watch your time. This thing is long. Now, another thing is developing mutual encouragement. It is good to learn to encourage one another. Encourage somebody. Somebody may come. They go to work, they come back, they are not saying hello. Let us develop communication skills. Communication is very important to my relationship, to any relationship. As a vessel of honor, let us use kind words. Let us not be influenced by what is happening out there. We are a peculiar people, the Bible says.
Amen.
We are a holy nation,
Hallelujah.
A chosen nation, a royal priesthood,
Amen.
To show forth the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 61, we are the planting of the Lord,
Amen.
Oaks of righteousness, trees of righteousness,
Amen.
To show the splendor of God.
Amen.
And